Hello, and welcome to the first episode of Harp Column Podcast's mini college episodes. My name is Christina Finch, and I will be your guide to all things harp. Over the summer, I began reaching out to teachers of collegiate harp programs in the hopes of creating a new resource for young harpists looking to pursue harp in college. Of course, we already have the Harp Column College Directory, which can be found on our website at www.harpcolumn.com. But those postings are run primarily by the teachers and other administrative faculty at each school. I wanted a more real view of what life is like at each school, and who better to ask than those living it? In these mini episodes, we will feature current or recently graduated students from a college-level harp performance program. We will cover everything from the specifics of studio numbers, practice rooms, studio dynamic, and performance opportunities to what each guest loves most about their school and teacher. All the guests in these episodes were chosen based on recommendation by the teacher at each school, but none were coached on their answers. So let's all, together, lift the proverbial hood and learn about the inner workings of each school's harp studio and what makes each teacher special. For episode one, we feature the University of North Carolina School of the Arts, or UNCSA, teacher Jacqueline Bartlett, student
Jarrett Parsons. I go to the University of North Carolina School of the Arts in Winston-Salem, North Carolina, and I'm originally from Hickory, North Carolina. I'm a third-year undergrad. I never really thought I would be studying music, but I'm glad that I had the opportunity to.
So how many people do you have in your studio at the School of the Arts?
It is me, and we have an incoming high schooler.
Ooh, that's exciting. You have a friend next year.
Yeah.
So what's your experience been like as the only harpist in the studio?
They keep you pretty busy. I mean, I think it would be a lot easier with more harpists in the department. For example, last year I played in the symphony orchestra, the wind ensemble, two operas, one ballet, and there's also a performance hour. It's a class that you are required to take, and it's a really great opportunity. It's in one of three concert halls on the campus, and you gather there if you have a prepared piece and you can play it in front of your peers.
My master's degree was at Florida State University, and I was the only harpist there, and it's intense. Intense to be the only harpist at a school.
That's great, though. I mean, you get a lot of performing done, and I never thought I would go through so much rep.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
What's the practice room situation at your school?
Harpists are given your own practice room. They're a pretty decent size. I can fit my harp, my bench, music stand, and a bookshelf in mine. You can decorate it. I mean, no paint. But I have, a tapestry hung up, and yeah, you can kind of personalize it.
This mini episode of Harp Column Podcast is brought to you by Harp Column Academy at www.harpcolumnacademy.com, where you can learn harp technique and repertoire from the masters. Now featuring the studios of Lynn Aspness, Sarah Bullen, Jamie Hafner, Isabel Perrin, Kim Robertson, and Sunita Stanislow. Harp Column Academy is for anyone who wants to improve their skills at the harp, from beginning students looking to build their technique and explore new repertoire, to teachers looking for new perspectives to bring into their own studios. Join now for just $49.95 for the year, or $19.95 a month, at www.harpcolumnacademy.com. We wrap up our first episode with what I like to call the Love Fest. What's your favorite part about being at the school?
Well, you're not only surrounded by musicians. I mean, you spend a lot of time with them, obviously, but we also have schools in drama, dance, design and production, filmmaking. So you are just surrounded by artists. It's easy to collaborate, and everyone's just so talented there. And it's really inspiring to make you want to do your best. For example, they have music students doing film scores, and we get an experience of doing that. I collaborated with some dancers last year, and that was a really cool opportunity.
If you had to choose one thing, I know you've been working with your teacher for a while, but what's your favorite thing about working with your teacher?
I really like how she's so open-minded, and she's very creative in her teaching process. She's had lessons with Salzedo and Grangini, and I think she came from a Shalafu background, and she's also taken lessons with Suzanne McDonald, so she really has a very broad approach to the harp. So it's not necessarily if it doesn't work one way, make it work. It's let's figure out how to do it in another way that will still sound the way we want it to. And yeah, she's very encouraging and she's just so wonderful.
That's it for our first mini college episode featuring Jared Parsons, harp performance student at the University of North Carolina School of the Arts in Winston-Salem, North Carolina, studying with Jacqueline Bartlett. Music for today's episode comes from Dancing Day, Music for Christmas, with the St. Thomas Fifth Avenue Choir of Men and Boys, and featuring Sarah Cutler on harp, reviewed in the current issue of Harp Column by Allison Young. To learn more about Harp Column, please visit www.harpcolumn.com and subscribe today to gain access to current and past issues, as well as a lot of great web content. My name is Dr. Christina Finch, and we at Harp Column hope that you have a spectacular week.